All those housing developments that have stopped construction in California or Florida are of intense interest to some people in the Pacific Northwest. So is the slowdown in consumer spending. We're going to find out why in our latest installment of The Money Map. We examine how the changing economy looks in different places across the country, and that includes the lumber towns visited by reporter Ethan Lindsay of Oregon Public Broadcasting. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve.
So what's happening in those towns?
Well, in the past week, we've seen headlines all over the region of big mills in Oregon and Washington have closed. State job reports that have come out recently show thousands of job losses in the region directly related to wood products and wood products manufacturing. I talked to timber consultant Chuck Burley in Bend, Oregon. He says it's really simple. If houses aren't selling, neither is the wood to build the houses.
Of course, the housing market drives the timber industry, but you know, we're seeing, I think, in this recession, things that we haven't seen in the past, and it's becoming very difficult for these sawmills here and the companies to continue operating in this environment. The prices they're getting for their finished product right now is the lowest they've seen in over 20 years.
It's sort of like how the towns in the Midwest we've been hearing about that are tied really closely to the auto industry. There are hundreds of small towns that are tied directly to the timber industry. Albany, Oregon's a really good example. It's a town of about 50,000 people, and it sits right on the major trucking route, the I-5. It's been a little more down on its luck in recent years because the biggest employer is the wood products industry. When I drove to Albany for this story, I could even smell the timber business.
So right now I'm on the freeway driving between Portland and Eugene. And like most Oregonians, I know that when I reach the city limits of Albany, I have to roll up the windows on my car and even turn the fan off. That's because the industrial smells from the wood mills here are just overpowering sometimes.
There are mills still operating, even if some of them, they're on half shifts or they seem less busy than they did in the past.
So people are trying really hard to preserve that smell and, of course, the jobs that it represents. But wasn't this an industry that was already in trouble even before the economic slowdown?
Yeah, if you think back to the early 90s, there were all those battles over the spotted owl and environmental protections. And the Clinton administration, they came in and really limited the number of logs that could be cut. It's just that in the past couple of years, those number of mills that have shut down has really increased.
Now, is this just a matter of housing, or are there other ways the economy strikes the logging industry?
Well, the credit crunch really hurts because big logging companies use short-term loans to ship wood. And then the slowdown in consumer sales is just the double whammy.
Why would consumer sales affect the logging industry?
Well, it's all about cardboard. We hear all about these arcane economic indicators. But Scott Unger, he's an engineer at a pulp and paper mill in the Northwest, he says cardboard is a real economic indicator.
If people for this upcoming holiday season are spending less money on, you know, electronics, maybe at Amazon, for example, then there's less demand for cardboard boxes. And that filters down and trickles down to the mills, and it trickles down to the local economies in these a lot of these towns.
Okay, Ethan Lindsay, given what we've just heard, all these trends we've heard, do people in the timber business believe they are still in a sustainable business?
Well, they're obviously hoping for the housing market to stabilize just like the rest of us. But the cardboard industry, they actually see the internet as the future, just like I think most all of us do. And cardboard makers say that, ironically, that means they're hoping for high gas prices to return. Businesses say high gas prices keep people away from the malls. And if people don't drive to the mall to shop, they shop online. And just think about it. When Barnes & Noble orders a book, it's 100 books to a box. The last time you bought a book from Amazon, it came in a big cardboard box wrapped around one book. And that means more material, and that means more money.
Ethan Lindsay is a reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and he's taken us to one more point on our money map. Ethan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And you can see half a dozen other spots on the money map by going to npr.org.